It's the Jason Bishop Show on the Bishop Media Sports Network.
He is who he is, and he does a great job of making sure everybody's on the same page.
Every single week, I put my freaking heart and soul into this.
I would rather play with 10 people rather than play with 11 when I know that right now that person is not sold out to be a part of this team. It is more about them than it is about the team. Cannot play with them. Cannot win with them. Cannot coach with them. Can't do it.
Jay Bish.
Acknowledge me.
So last week, we did not do a show. We took the week off for Thanksgiving. I hope that's okay with all of you guys. But the last show that I did a couple of weeks ago, I told you that the next time that we would be coming on the air, that we would likely be saying congratulations to Bullock Academy for winning the 4A GISA state championship. And indeed, that is what we are going to do right now. Congratulations to the Bullock Academy Gators, a 14-10 win in the championship game. And that Bullock Academy team was dominant all year long. 14-10 winners over First Presbyterian to claim the 4A state championship for the Bullock Academy Gators. I'm sure there's going to be a parade, if there has not already been one, down Highway 80 in Statesboro. This is the Jason Bishop Show on the Bishop Media Sports Network. This segment of the Jason Bishop Show is brought to you by Southeast Georgia Health System, by Wild Adventures, and by DBM Roofing. None of us really want to deal with it, but sometimes your roof needs some attention. Don't stress. Call your neighbors at DBM Roofing and let them take all the worry away. Whether it's a simple repair or a full replacement, you can depend on DBM Roofing to keep your family safe. Direct financing available. Give DBM Roofing a call for a free estimate. 912-326-5337. Give DBM a like on Facebook or check them out online, dbmroofing.com. Brandon Lowe, the owner of that company, good dude, and they service pretty much all over Southeast Georgia and into South Georgia, from what I'm told. So no matter where you're listening to this show at and you've got some roofing issues, give DBM Roofing a call. Okay, so the GISA playoffs are indeed over. They have crowned the Bullock Academy Gators as their state champion. However, the GHSA playoffs still rolling along. We have now reached the final four for the GHSA playoffs across all classifications. And so what we have left in 6A, we've got Carrollton at Buford on one side of the bracket, and then on the other side, Douglas County at Grayson. Just a little funny little tidbit about these four matchups. Carrollton, Buford, Douglas County, and Grayson. In the preseason rankings, mostly across all of the rankings that were done, those were your top four teams in the preseason rankings. And now here we are with only four teams left standing in the state of Georgia, and it is indeed the top four teams in the preseason rankings. Maybe some folks knew what they were doing when they were ranking these teams. So Carrollton will be at Buford in 6A, and Douglas County will be at Grayson. Later in the show, I will pick winners for all of these games. And also, of course, the next segment. Boy, we got a big, big time shakeup. It always does this time of the year. Big shakeup when we get into playoffs and the Jason Bishop High School Football Top 10 Power Rankings. A lot of mobility upward and downward, teams falling in, falling out and getting in. Teams that you might not have expected deep playoff runs, they make them and they get into the rankings. So next segment, we will talk about that. In 5A, Lee at Milton. Now, that is a fantastic game. I have gone back and forth on who I really like in that game, and I'm not really sure I even know if I really like who I'm going to tell you I like later in the show. That is a powerhouse matchup in the Final Four, as I guess you would expect that deep in the playoffs. Coffee will be at Langston Hughes. Coffee County, the only three seed to get that far. Two teams from that Lee County, Coffee, Thomas County, Central Houston region get to the Final Four. Lee and Coffee both get there. Coffee, of course, a three seed, so they're on the road. Lee's on the road as well because they lost the coin flip to Milton. So Milton will be the home team in those 5A playoffs. In 4A, Creekside at Marist. Of course, Marist, a private school. They're going to run that triple option. They're very disciplined. Creekside, very good defensively. They're a very defensively disciplined football team. So that's going to be a good matchup. Blessed Trinity, the other matchup on the other side of 4A. Blessed Trinity at North Oconee. In AAA, LaGrange at Jefferson and Stevenson at Calhoun. The thing with Stevenson I want to talk about, that elusive state title that has evaded them. Year in, year out, they're in the playoffs. You have seen them make deep runs. You've seen them get upset at times along the way. And here they are in the Final Four in AAA looking for that elusive state championship. In AA, Burke at Rockmart. Burke kind of, to me, a little bit of a surprise to get that deep. They're going to have a huge test in front of them in Rockmart, and not taking anything away from Burke County because that's a good football team too. And on the other side, Appling County at Carver Columbus. Remember, Appling kind of flew under the radar for most of the season. And then that very last game of the year, they had to play Pierce County for what turned into a de facto region championship game. Most folks were picking Pierce to win that game, and then Appling knocked off the Pierce County Bears, and they have been on a run ever since. They'll be on the road at Carver Columbus. So in AA, Burke at Rockmart and Appling at Carver Columbus. In Single A Division One, two South Georgia teams going at it. Toombs County at Dublin. Talk about surprises. I didn't think that Toombs would be there in the Final Four, yet there they are. A very good football team, very good defensive football team. Dublin has been rolling people all season long. This is a little bit of a rivalry game too. Those two schools not separated by a ton of mileage. So two teams that are probably going to be familiar with one another. On the other side, Fitzgerald at Northeast. Another team that kind of flew under the radar. I know you're talking about the Fitzgerald Purple Hurricane, yeah. And there's a brand there, right? There's a notoriety that comes with that program. But they didn't win their region, and they got in, and here they are in the Final Four. It's hard to say Fitzgerald flew under the radar, but if there is such a thing or have a such thing happen, it would be this season, where I don't know that folks really thought Fitzgerald would end up in the Final Four, but they are there. In Single A Division Two, Irwin at Bowdoin. Irwin has just gone on a roll. They have just been rolling. It doesn't matter what the jersey says on the front. They've been rolling people. They'll get a good test on the road at Bowdoin. Again, they lost the coin flip. And on the other side, Brooks at Manchester, Brooks County at Manchester. Another really good football game. Two teams that believe in playing defense. In Single A Private, North Cobb Christian will go on the road to play Prince Avenue Christian, and Hebron Christian will also go on the road to play Fellowship Christian. And as I mentioned at the top of the show, over in the GISA, 14-10 winners over First Presbyterian, the Bullock Academy Gators win the 4A GISA state championship. So Final Four in the GHSA, and we have already crowned GISA state titles or state championships. A lot of great high school football. See, the thing is, when you get to this deep in the playoffs, it all depends on matchups. Everybody is good enough to win a state championship. It just depends on who you get, what style of play they do versus what you do.
The Bishop Media Sports Network presents the Southern Sports Edition Minute with Jason Bishop, the authority on Southern sports.
This Southern Sports Edition Minute is brought to you by Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, a strategic affiliate of Southeast Georgia Health System. For more information about services and physicians, visit sghs.org/summit. The GHSA playoffs have reached the Final Four, and there are only a few South Georgia teams still vying for a state title.
The Coffee County Trojans are on the road at Langston Hughes. Appling County also hits the road to take on Carver Columbus. Toombs and Dublin will square off in Dublin, and the winner will play the winner of Fitzgerald in Northeast. And finally, in the GISA, congrats to Bullock Academy for winning the 4A state title. The Southern Sports Edition Minute is a product of the Bishop Media Sports Network.
Keep up with all your local sports teams at thesouthernsportsedition.com and look for your monthly copy of the Southern Sports Edition.
You love the game, but you don't love the pain. From the moment an injury sidelines you, turn to the experts at Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery. Our winning team of physicians and orthopedic surgeons will design a treatment plan just for you, so you can get back in the game quickly and safely. To play your best, you need to work with the best. Visit sghs.org/summit or call 912-466-7340 to schedule your appointment.
Delight in a wonderland of holiday magic at Wild Adventures Christmas Wild and Bright. With over 2 million dazzling lights and more to explore, all aglow with holiday sparkle. Enchanting animal friends and captivating thrills add to the festive fun, while the illuminated Carol of the Animals Lake Show highlights South Georgia's biggest Christmas event. It's even bigger, brighter, and wilder than ever before. Select days November 23rd through December 31st. Celebrate Christmas Wild and Bright for only $39.99. Buy tickets at wildadventures.com.
None of us really want to deal with it, but sometimes your roof needs some attention. Don't stress. Call your neighbors at DBM Roofing and let them take all the worry away. Whether it's a simple repair or you need a full replacement, you can depend on DBM Roofing to keep your family safe. Direct financing available? Give DBM Roofing a call for a free estimate at 912-326-5337 or check them out online at dbmroofing.com.
As I mentioned, we're in the final four of the GHSA playoffs, and so with that comes a brand new set of the Jason Bishop High School Football Top 10 Power Rankings. And, you know, as I mentioned in the last segment, you're probably going to see some teams slide up, slide down, maybe some teams get out, but we'll take a look. So let's recap again, right? So we took Thanksgiving off, so we're going to update the rankings for what they were 2 weeks ago. 2 weeks ago, a lot of these teams were still playing. 2 weeks ago, at number 10, you had Valdosta. 9, you had Toombs County. 8, you had Brunswick High. 7, Clinch County. 6 was Metter. 5 was Pierce. 4, Lowndes. 3, Savannah Christian, who I picked to win the whole thing and they didn't. 2 was Dublin, and the number 1 team last, well, 2 weeks ago in the Jason Bishop High School Football Top 10 Power Rankings were the Bullock Academy Gators. All right, so now here we go. Again, we skipped a week, so there's going to be a lot of movement. Starting off at number 10, falling 4 spots from 6 to 10, coming off of a 42-14 loss to Bowdoin, eliminating them and ending their season, finishing the year at number 10, at least for now, the Metter Tigers clock in at number 10 in the Jason Bishop High School Football Top 10 Power Rankings. At number 9, also falling 4 spots, having their season end brutally at the hands of Buford, 42-7. The Lowndes County Vikings went down to Buford, 42-7. So coming in at number 9, Lowndes County. At number 8, this was a little bit of a shocker to me, right? Falling 3 spots, coming off of a 44-7 drubbing at the hands of Carver Columbus. That's what was surprising to me. Not the fact that they lost. Carver Columbus is a really good football team, but the way they lost, 44-7, they got thumped. I did not see that coming. The Pierce County Bears come in at number 8, falling 3 spots. At number 7, another one I didn't see coming, falling 4 spots with a 30-27 loss to North Cobb Christian. At number 7, the only loss they suffered the entire season, the Savannah Christian Red Raiders come in at number 7. at number six, a team that is still playing, jump into the rankings. We haven't seen much of them. So they jump all the way from out of the rankings to into the sixth spot. That happens when you're playing in the playoffs. The formula values playoff wins more so than regular season wins. That's kind of why this happened. At number six, with a 42-38 win over Worth County, Fitzgerald comes in at number six. And again, let me recap this for you. So what this is a power ranking that I do. There's a formula that I put in, quality wins, losses, and head-to-head, all that good stuff. It spits this formula out, and it's not telling you that Team X ranked ahead of Team Y is better than them or can beat them. It's just saying what they have done in their schedule. So if a team is ranked higher than another team, the formula feels like they've done better within their schedule. And to be eligible for the Jason Bishop High School Football Top 10 Power Rankings, you got to be east of I-75 or roundabout, and south of I-16 or roundabout. So number six was Fitzgerald. Let's get back to it. At number five, jumping in to the rankings, we did see this team earlier in the season, and they kind of fell out, and they never got back in until now. At number five, coming off of a 23-9 win over Stevens County, the Appling County Pirates get in to the top five of the Jason Bishop High School Football Top 10 Power Rankings. At number four, staying at number four with a 72-48 win. Actually, I take that back. Not staying at number four. They jump back into the rankings as well. I misread that. At number four, a 72-48 win over Sequoia. Jumping back into the rankings all the way up to number four. The Coffee County Trojans in the Final Four in 5A. At number three, moving up a whopping six spots from when we last did this 2 weeks ago, coming off of a 56-17 win over Elbert County in the Elite Eight, Toombs County jumps all the way from number nine to number three in a two-week span. Toombs County checks in at number three. At number two, staying at number two with a 35-13 win in the Elite Eight over Thomasville, staying undefeated, the Dublin Fighting Irish clock in the Jason Bishop High School Football Top 10 Power Rankings at number two. And so most of you might have figured this out. You might have done the math to this point. The formula values state championships a lot. Staying at number one with a 14-10 win over First Presbyterian in the 4A GISA State Finals. The number one team for the second consecutive week. Probably would have been the third if we'd have done a Thanksgiving show. The Bullock Academy Gators come in at number one in the Jason Bishop High School Football Top 10 Power Ranking. So let's recap. Number 10, the Metter Tigers. Number 9, the Lowndes County Vikings. Number 8, the Pierce County Bears. Number 7, the Savannah Christian Red Raiders. At number 6, teams that are now still playing, the formula values that. At number 6, the Fitzgerald Purple Hurricane. At number 5, the Appling County Pirates. At number 4, the Coffee County Trojans. At number 3, the Toombs County Bulldogs. At number 2, the Dublin Fighting Irish. And the number 1 team, again, in the Jason Bishop High School Football Top 10 Power Rankings, a 14-10 state final championship win over First Presbyterian, staying undefeated on the season, the Bullock Academy Gators. There you have it, 10 through 1, the Jason Bishop High School Football Top 10 Power Rankings. And you'll see some fluctuation. It always happens when we get into the playoffs. Those playoff wins of the formula, they value them. So you've got some teams, right, that have been in the top five a lot throughout the season in the Jason Bishop High School Football Top 10 Power Rankings, and then they get beaten in the second round or the third round. But then there's another team that maybe has two losses, three losses, or whatever, and they get hot, they get on a run, and they get to the Final Four, and they leapfrog those teams that are no longer still playing because they got eliminated. It's just the nature of the formula. If you want to be ranked high at the end of the season, you got to play late. You got to play late into the season, and more importantly, you got to bring home that trophy.
Fast Fire Pizza, built and cooked right in front of you. Blaze Pizza in the Target Shopping Center. Build your own pizza with unlimited toppings at no extra charge. Different daily specials Monday through Friday. Kids Eat Free Mondays. Fletzy Discount Tuesday. Student Discount Day on Fridays and more. Locally owned and operated by one of your neighbors. Order ahead or for pickup. 912-275-8270. Online at blazepizza.com.
Fans, Johnny Wynn here with the AC Guys, alongside my partner Robert Sala. No matter the temperature outside, the AC Guys can get you ready for any weather, any time of the year. As your exclusive trained comfort specialist dealer, we provide the highest quality work by trained professionals and top-notch service. So give the hometown team a call today at 912-638-5778 or check us out online at theacguysinc.net. And remember, it's hard to stop a train, and we are the AC Guys.
For hometown, honest, friendly service from a name you can trust, come on in to Bruce Kennedy Tire. For almost 20 years, Bruce Kennedy and his family have been taking care of our friends and neighbors. 2928 Norwich Street, across from Dollar General. Tires, alignments, minor mechanic, and AC work. 912-264-6578. Pop on in. We'd love to see you. Monday through Thursday, 7 to 4:30, and Friday, 7 to 3:30. Bruce Kennedy Tire, a name you can trust. Trying to find great family fun, but don't know where to look? Here is your answer. The Strike Zone, at the end of the Spur in Brunswick, offers the family-friendly environment you've been looking for. Bowling, arcade, and blacklight mini golf. The Strike Zone has something for the entire family. Call or go online and reserve for your next event or birthday party. 912-265-6600. TGIStrikeZone.com. For years, Bubba Garcia's has been your St. Simon's favorite for fun and Mexican food. And now that fun, great food can be found in Brunswick, too. Now open right across from Mary Ross Park. Saturday and Sunday brunch with bottomless mimosas and Bloody Marys. Taco Tuesdays. Wing Wednesdays and so much more. All the fun you've come to know from Bubba Garcia's right at the waterfront. BubbaGarcias.com and on Facebook at Bubba's at Mary Ross Park.
The regular season of college football has come to an end, and we are now looking at Championship Saturday coming this week. And so we do have some, you know, some big time matchups, a lot of playoff implications. I'm looking at the bottom of the rankings, right, as far as that top 12. And of course, you know, a lot of controversy about Alabama in over Miami. Miami being ranked, I believe, is 12th, and Alabama's ranked 11th. So, you know, theoretically, I guess Miami would be the first team out once the Big 12 crowns its champion between Arizona State and Iowa State. They would get a bid, therefore knocking out whoever was at the 12 seed. I'm not thoroughly convinced that Miami is done as of yet. You know, I look at what's going to happen with SMU in the ACC championship game. If Clemson were to win, how far does SMU fall? But I'm also going to talk a little bit about that later in the next segment, I believe. That ACC championship game, you know, that might be a death knell for Miami. But if Clemson knocks off SMU, Clemson becomes your ACC winner, they're not in the top 12, so they would garner one of the byes. They'd get one of the seeds, and that would push everybody back a spot, especially there at the end. That might be catastrophic for Alabama, who got a great, you know, got great news this past week that the committee had leapfrogged them over Miami to be that first team in, Miami being the first team out. But if Clemson claims that ACC championship, Miami might be on their way out, or excuse me, Alabama might be on their way out as well. It just depends on how the committee sees SMU if Clemson were to win that football game. All right, so what we've got, like I said, we've got championship Saturday, a ton of games going on just for conference championships. So you're not going to have your full slate of games that you normally have to choose from, but you're going to be watching teams at the tops of the conferences play. In the Big 12, this is another key game because one of these teams is getting in and the other one is out. Neither one of these teams is ranked inside of the top 12. So if you win, you're in. If you're out, if you lose, you're out. Number 16, Iowa State versus 15, Arizona State. Listen to what I got to say here. Arizona State, over the last month, has really surged up the rankings. Two losses for the Sun Devils. They looked the part. But let's not forget about Iowa State. Now, Iowa State has taken a couple of losses toward the latter part of the season. But there was a point where Iowa State was ranked inside of the top 10, inside of the top 8 even. And there was a lot of talk about them being one of the premier teams in the country, one of the big surprises. They took those couple of losses late, knocked them down the polls, all the way down to 16 is where they're at right now. Iowa State's a good football team. Arizona State is a good football team. I look at what Iowa State did more so toward the front part of the season, and I look at what Arizona did more so in the back part of the season, and I say, all right, who do I think is – which of those teams is better? Because you're taking the ceiling for both. The ceiling for is the first part of the season for Iowa State, and the ceiling for the second part of the season is Arizona State. So I say, whose ceiling is higher? It's Iowa State. Give me Iowa State to get into the college football playoff, even though everybody and their brother is picking Arizona State, not this guy. I'm going with the Cyclones. Give me Iowa State to win the Big 12 and get in. In the SEC, number 5, Georgia, number 2, Texas in Atlanta. As a Georgia fan, this game scares the bejesus out of me. Georgia went to Austin and they rolled them. The score didn't say they rolled them, but anybody that watched that game knows Georgia rolled Texas in that game in Austin. This game is technically on a, air quote here, neutral field in Atlanta, you know, an hour from Athens. You're going to see a lot of dog fans there. You sure will. It's going to be a somewhat home field advantage for Georgia, if nothing else but for the travel. But the way that Georgia beat Texas scares me because Texas is going to be motivated to play the game. And look, don't forget, dog fans, I know you won't. Just a few years ago, Alabama throttled the Dogs in the SEC championship game. I mean, throttled them. And then Georgia met Alabama in the national championship game, and Georgia blew them out. That's what scares me about the game between Georgia and Texas as a Georgia fan. Give me Georgia to win the football game. I'm using logic here, not gut. I'm using logic to say Georgia's better. I do think they are. I know Texas is ranked higher. Georgia's got to get their pass defense in check. Georgia's got to also be able to get some pressure, which they did earlier in the season on the quarterback against Texas. Give me Georgia. I think that their roster is better, but it does scare me that they are playing Texas again and rolled them the first time. Give me Georgia, and then we'll see how far Texas falls. In the ACC, number 17, Clemson, number 8, SMU. We just talked about this a minute ago. Clemson needs to win to get in. If they don't, they're out. They're coming off of a loss to rival South Carolina. three-loss SEC team who some people are trying to make a case for South Carolina to get in, despite the fact that Ole Miss and Alabama are ranked ahead of them the same number of losses, and they both beat South Carolina earlier in the season head-to-head. If head-to-head doesn't matter, we don't need to play the games. It doesn't matter when you play the games. You still played them, and they should still count just as much in September as they do December. There's no way you can make an argument to me South Carolina should get into this thing. Clemson's got to win to get in. I think SMU, it's going to be really interesting. Personally, I think SMU's got a little bit of leeway here. I don't think the committee should penalize SMU if they were to lose for being in a conference championship game. There's been a lot of talk about that too. Maybe drop them, I don't know. But for certain, I still believe even if SMU were to lose this game close, I think they should still get in. Now, if Clemson, 17th ranked Clemson, destroys SMU, something like 42-7, now we're having a different conversation. Now we're talking about a two-loss team that just in the ACC that just lost to the 17th ranked team in the country and got throttled by them. That's a different conversation as far as SMU being in or out. But again, you're still penalizing a team for playing an extra game, even if they get blown out, and I don't like that. Give me SMU. I don't think it's going to matter. I think SMU is going to win the football game. In the Big Ten, this is a big one, Penn State versus number one Oregon. I have said this over and over and over. The only really good team that Oregon has beaten has been the Ohio State Buckeyes. Penn State, they have a habit of choking in big games, finding ways to lose big games. This is a big one. They're playing the number one team in the country, the only undefeated team left in the country. Penn State looked really good against Ohio State. They looked good defensively. Penn State was able to run the ball effectively against Ohio State, kept themselves in the game. I think the final score of that game was like 2013, maybe, something like that. Oregon's beaten everybody. Oregon has beaten everybody, but I don't think Oregon's that good. So I'm going to go out on a limb here. I'm going to go out on a limb, and I'm going to pick Penn State to win the Big Ten championship game and become Big Ten champs and get a first-round bye, knocking Oregon from the ranks of the unbeaten and then having to make them play in the first round. If Oregon loses, you got to figure that they don't fall any further than fifth, which would probably end up giving them the fifth seed in the college football playoff. That's still a home game, and that's a pretty good place to be, right? Because you get the 12 seed in the first round, and then you get the 4 seed who has a bye. So that's not terrible just because you're the fifth seed. But I'm going to take Penn State to upset Oregon. I know. I'm a glutton for punishment. In the MAC, Ohio versus Miami of Ohio. Keeping it in the state of Ohio. Give me Ohio in this football game. They've been playing really well, especially as of late. Not that Miami, Ohio is a bad football team or hasn't been playing well. Again, like, you know, you're in a conference championship game. But I like Ohio a little bit better. In the Sun Belt, Marshall versus Louisiana. Georgia Southern had a chance to be in this football game. Marshall had to lose the last week of the season for that to happen, and that did not happen. So Georgia Southern's on the outside looking in. Marshall goes. I really like Louisiana in this football game. I think that they are far and away the best team in the Sun Belt, and I think they're going to show it. I don't think that game's going to be close, if I'm being honest with you. Marshall and Louisiana, giving Louisiana in a blowout. So in the conference championship games that haven't been played yet, I know we've already got a couple under our belts, and the ones that haven't been played yet, I'll take Iowa State over Arizona State. I'll take Georgia over Texas in the SEC. In the ACC, I will take SMU over Clemson. In the Big Ten, I'm going to do it. I'm going to take Penn State over number one and undefeated Oregon. In the MAC, I'm going to take Ohio over Miami of Ohio. And in the Sun Belt, I'm going to take Louisiana big over Marshall. Those are my picks in the conference championship games. And then we will see how everything shakes out. I guess that's Sunday afternoon that they're going to do the final college college playoff picks to see who is in and who is out. In the next segment, I'm going to give you my top 12, which is very different from the committee's because I have common sense.
It is that time of year again, time for fall and football fun. It is also time to give your friends at Air Adjusters a call for your fall service. Don't get left out in the cold. Score a touchdown and make the two-point conversion good today with your neighbors at Air Adjusters. Call 912-264-9747 to schedule or check us out online, airadjusters.com. And of course, let's go Dawgs. License number CN208489. Guys, Christmas is just around the corner. Don't fumble this holiday season. Get to Cunningham Jewelers and let their friendly staff help you make the right play. That perfect gift is at Cunningham Jewelers. And don't forget, Men's Day, Saturday, December 14th. Great deals all over the store. Cunningham Jewelers in historic downtown Brunswick, 912-265-8652, or online, cunninghamjewelers.com.
The friendly staff at Golden Isles Pharmacy would love to be your local pharmacy. Conveniently located just down from the hospital at 3010 Altama, accepts most insurances. Hassle-free transfers and online transfers. Free delivery to St. Simons and Mainland Brunswick. Average in-store wait times under 5 minutes. Experience the difference for yourself. GoldenIslesPharmacy.com. 912-266-8140. Golden Isles Pharmacy.
How about a little adventure in your life? Southeast Adventure Outfitters has been sharing the beautiful waterways of the Golden Isles since 1994. Kayak adventures offered daily. Full selection of kayaks from Hobie and Wilderness Systems. Schedule a private demo in Brunswick or find them every day in the Pier Village on St. Simons. Outdoor gear and clothes from Columbia, North Face, Tilly hats, even Costa sunglasses. Book a trip online at southeastadventure.com or over the phone at 912-638-6732. Group and club discounts are available too. Southeast Adventure Outfitters. Let's make some memories.
With Duckworth Properties, your dream home is just a click or a phone call away. One of the premier real estate agencies in all of South Georgia, Duckworth Properties agents have the know-how and expertise to make your dream home a reality. Whether it's finding that perfect place or a new construction, Duckworth Properties will get it done. Over $69 million in sales already for 2024. There is no better choice. 912-262-0366, online at duckworthproperties.com, or check out our Facebook page. Duckworth Properties, unlocking your dreams.
So I'm going to give you my top 12, right, of the college football playoff, the teams that I think should be in, and, they actually should be in, not just what I think. Again, I subscribe to common sense, which is something the committee has abandoned, and they have abandoned it for years. This segment of the Jason Bishop Show on the Bishop Media Sports Network is brought to you by Southeast Georgia Health System, by Wild Adventures, and by DBM Roofing. The expert team at Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery treats athletes of all ages and abilities. Let our board-certified orthopedic surgeons and specialists get you back in the game quickly and safely. Call Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery 912-466-7340 or visit sghs.org. That's 912-466-7340. Okay. So here we go. I'm going to give you, first off, what I'm going to do, again, we took off a couple of weeks, right? Or we took off a week, not a couple of weeks, for Thanksgiving. You know, even I deserve a break every once in a while. The teams that I had ranked 2 weeks ago, this was my top 12 2 weeks ago. At number 12, I had Tennessee. At 11, I had Boise State. 10, I had Georgia. 9, I had Alabama. 8, Ole Miss. 7, Miami. 6, Notre Dame. 5, Texas. 4 was Penn State, 3 was Ohio State, 2 was Indiana, and 1 was Oregon. Those were 2 weeks ago. So obviously there have been some key losses among those teams in the last couple of weeks since I did this show last, or since they played games. So this is what I've got now. At number 12, and this is a little controversial, but for me this makes sense. At number 12, I have Arizona State. I said earlier, second part of the season, you've seen the Arizona State Sun Devils really surge and jump up the rankings. I think they're ranked like 15th or 16th in the college football playoff rankings. I would have them 12th. Two-loss team in the Big 12. I still value the Power Four. I know the SEC and the Big Ten. Yes, I absolutely acknowledge that those two conferences, top to bottom, especially at the top, are better than the ACC and especially the Big 12. You're not getting an argument from me there. But these are still Division I Power Four conference athletes that are playing at these programs in the ACC and the Big 12. There's still a lot of prestige for a kid that signs with Oklahoma State to go play football for the Cowboys in the Big 12. Same thing with Arizona State. They have beaten everybody that's been in front of them. And see, this is kind of a catch-22. I was going to make this point later in the show, but I think now is a good time to make it. The committee will sit there and tell you that they don't have Arizona State or SMU ranked higher than they do because of the strength of their schedule. The strength of their schedule is not as good as an Ohio State or a Georgia, right? That's the argument. Here's the problem with that argument. The College Football Playoff Committee is the group that's ranking the teams. They're determining the strength of the schedule because they're ranking the teams. It makes zero sense for a committee that's ranking the teams to then turn around and tell a team you don't deserve to be ranked higher, or hell, you don't deserve to be in because the strength of your schedule stinks. We're the ones determining that. It's like a snake chasing its tail. It's silly. It's silly to sit here and listen to that. Personally, I have come to like the 12-team playoff. But I don't like a committee determining who gets in and who gets out, who determines whose schedule is tougher than somebody else's schedule. I think we should do the 12-team playoff back to the BCS computers. I think that's a more fair way to do it. Take the human element out of it. And then, oh, well, the computers don't take in the eye test. Look, if you get beat 42-7, I don't really need to see the eye test. You got throttled. The computer can see that just as much as I can. And look, I do think there is some room, right? There is some room for the quote-unquote eye test. But when you're telling a team your strength of schedule stinks and we're the ones determining the strength of schedule, you got to do something different. 12 for me is Arizona State. 11 is Miami. Yes, they don't drop to 12. They would still be in the college football playoff if I were ranking the teams. Look, they lost to Syracuse and to Georgia Tech. We're not talking about losing to Oklahoma. Georgia Tech's a good football team. Syracuse is a good football team. These aren't duds that Miami lost to. And the narrative that's being painted about Miami's losses, that they didn't come to good football teams, is crap. Syracuse is good. Georgia Tech is good. Georgia Tech, we all saw what they did to Georgia, almost pulling off a miracle. 8 overtimes they took Georgia before Georgia finally found a way to punch that ball in for a 2-point conversion. 8 overtimes. Georgia Tech's no slouch. They're a very physical football team. You heard Kirby Smart do the post-game presser and talk about how physical of a team Georgia Tech was. So they beat Miami. I don't think there's any shame in that. At number 10, I've got Indiana. That loss to Ohio State where they got throttled, that tells me everything I need to know about Indiana playing with the big boys. I've still got them in the college football playoff. They'd be on the road, and I would assume whoever it is they matched up with would probably do the same. At number 9, I've got SMU in the ACC. One loss. I'm subscribing to the thing, and I do believe it. I believe that their schedule is not as tough as some of the other teams I'm going to mention here. And so I did take that into account because I'm not a dummy. I can sit there and say that without a computer or a committee telling me, or a committee ranking teams who they think is weaker or whatever, which is nonsense. I don't think that, you know, SMU has played any of the top dogs in college football. So we'll see, you know, what they look like come college football playoff time. So with that being said, at number eight, I've got the Tennessee Volunteers. Tough schedule, you know, big win over Alabama. You know, they played Georgia tough, two-loss team in the SEC. Give me Tennessee at eight. At number seven, I dropped Ohio State from 2 to 7. They've got the win over Penn State, their only loss, close loss to Oregon. Yeah, you lost to a rival. It happens. You know, it's not the end of the world. Whenever, and Georgia fans can attest this, all those years losing to the Florida Gators in the 90s, it doesn't matter what your record is. It doesn't really matter who's got what or whose scheme's better. You throw all that out the window in a rivalry game, and that's what happened to Ohio State. Look, Michigan just won the football game. It happens when you play a rival in particular. So I've got Ohio State at 7. I'm not discounting them. As a matter of fact, I think Ohio State is one of the top three teams in the country. At number 6, a team that I also think is in the top three teams in the country, I've got the Georgia Bulldogs at number 6. They're going to play the SEC championship game. I told you how worried I was about that game, them playing Texas in Atlanta. You know, if they were to lose, we'll see what happens with them. They would be a 3-loss team if the committee decided to keep them in, but then they'd be punishing them for playing an extra game. And again, I don't like the dynamics of that. But at number 6, I've got Georgia. At number 5, this is tough for me. It's been a weird year for the Notre Dame Fighting Irish. I've got them at number 5. They've got one loss, Northern Illinois. Horrible loss. Terrible loss. If they had beaten Northern Illinois, they'd probably be ranked number 1 in the country over Oregon right now. But they didn't. That's their only loss. It's a bad one to Northern Illinois. That Texas A&M win they had at the beginning of the season doesn't look as good as it did, say, I don't know, 3 weeks ago. But I still have Notre Dame at number 5. And to be honest with you, I don't really know how good Notre Dame is. We've had a full body of work, full season, and I don't really know how good they are. At number 4, I've got Boise State. I know you're going crazy right now. 4 for Boise State, here's why. Everybody they've played, they have rolled them, with the exception of Oregon, who they lost to by a field goal. Oh, and by the way, Oregon's the number 1 team in the country. Their only loss is to the number 1 team in the country. And then the bulk of the rest of their schedule, they blew them off the field. They blew them off the blue field if they were home. See what I did there? So, yes, I know they're not in a Power 4. I do have Boise State at number 4. One thing that Boise State can do, regardless of who they're playing, is run the football. They've got a Heisman contender running back. Whoever gets Boise State, if Boise State is in the round where you get a bye, or whoever plays them, period, it doesn't even matter. Boise State's going to stun some folks. Boise State is not going to get blown out in any game that they play against anybody that they play. Even if they were to lose, they're going to be tough. It's going to be a close game. Number 3, I do have Texas in the SEC. They played an SEC schedule. They only lost one game. It is a fire pit week to week in the SEC. That matters to me. For Texas, they went through the SEC gauntlet, only lost one. Yeah, they got blown out by Georgia. They'll have a chance to avenge that loss in the SEC championship game. Number 2, I've got Penn State, only lost to Ohio State. They have looked good all season long. They're a big physical football team, run the ball down your throat, right? That's who Penn State is. Oregon, who is number 1 in my poll, is going to have to deal with that. And Penn State's a very physical football team. They're going to come with a lot of physicality. I'm interested to see if Oregon can match back Penn State's physicality, especially in the trenches. That is really what interests me in the football game. And ultimately, in the Big Ten championship game, that's going to matter. That's going to determine who wins that football game, is physicality in the trenches. Who wins that?
At Jack's Tire and Brake, we understand the economy is tough. That's why we will always give a fair and honest price. No games, no surprises, just honest folks you know and trust. Whether it's tires, brakes, AC suspension, or any minor mechanic work, Jack's Tire and Brake will treat you right. So come on into Jack's Tire and Brake at 485 Warren Mason Road off of 341 behind Racetrack and KFC, or give us a call 912-265-8674 and find us on Facebook.
Your Bulldog-friendly lumber and hardware headquarters on St. Simons is J.C. Strother Company, serving St. Simons since 1930, so you know they are doing it right. Everything you need at low prices, right here on St. Simons. Free delivery to anywhere on the island, 912-638-8601. Competitive pricing, J.C. Strother Company. And be sure to stop on in for all your Trex decking needs. Low maintenance and no painting. And of course, go Dogs!
Your hometown and independent pharmacy in Darien is Jets Pharmacy in the Bluestein Shopping Center. Jets Pharmacy accepts all insurances, drive-through service, and delivers to Darien and surrounding areas, including Brunswick. Immunizations, competitive cash prices, and even med synchronization. So get on over to your friendly neighbors at Jets Pharmacy or give them a call at 912-437-3784. Jets Pharmacy, your neighborhood pharmacy.
It's tailgate time. Whether you're heading to the big game or having friends over, you're gonna need to get your party right. And M&B Liquors has everything you need with a large selection. And if you can't find it, the friendly M&B staff will get it for you. Be sure to ask about their keg selection too. Locally family owned and operated since 1985. Off exit 29 on I-95, 61 Candler Drive. Call 912-265-2567 and look for the specials on Facebook.
Hey, sports fans, in case you missed it, Max Barbecue now has two locations to serve you. Max's new location, right next to Grandy's off Cypress Mill Road in Brunswick, has all of the same favorites you'll find out at the Sterling location across from Jane Macon Light, Monday through Saturday. Both locations open for lunch, and come on over for dinner at the Sterling location. Max's Barbecue. Give them a like on Facebook.
All right, so I get to pick some games in the Final Four of the GHSA playoffs, and I'm excited about doing it. This segment of the Jason Bishop Show on the Bishop Media Sports Network is brought to you by Southeast Georgia Health System, by Wild Adventures, and by DBM Roofing. I'm going to start in 6A. I'm going to start in 6A and then work my way back down. On one side of the bracket, you've got Carrollton at Buford. Home field advantage for the Buford Wolves. Carrollton's got the number one quarterback in the country. To me, that matters. I've actually got Buford circled here on my pick sheet. I'm changing my pick. I'm picking Carrollton to knock off Buford while Buford's at home because they have the number one quarterback in the country who is legit. He's going to have a good game. Yes, Buford's good defensively. Yes, Buford can run the football. I like Carrollton. Spread it out. They're going to throw it all over the yard. On the other side, Douglas County at Grayson. Grayson's got a lot of playoff experience. Those kids are year in, year out making deep runs up in Gwinnett County. Give me the Grayson Rams, which will end up having a championship game of Carrollton and Grayson. That's a marquee matchup. In 5A, I've gone back and forth on Lee and Milton this whole week. I'm going to pick Milton. I'm going to pick Milton to win the football game at home. Milton had a lot of success in what used to be 7A, the top ranked or the top classified group in the state of Georgia. Give me Milton at home to beat Lee. And Coffee at Langston Hughes. Coffee put up a ton of points last week, 72, but they gave up 48 to Sequoia. Langston Hughes is going to be able to score, and Langston Hughes ain't giving up 72. Give me Langston Hughes to knock off Coffee, which will set up a Milton Langston Hughes state final in 5A. In 4A, Creekside at Marist. I told you earlier, Maris is a very disciplined football team. They don't beat themselves. They don't make mistakes. They don't take a lot of penalties. They don't blow coverages. They don't miss blocks. They're a very fundamentally sound football team. That matters when you get this deep in the playoffs. Creekside's a good team. Not taking anything away from them. They ain't beating Marist. Give me Marist to get to the state title game. And Blessed Trinity at North Oconee. Blessed Trinity has been on a roll. North Oconee's a good team. I like Blessed Trinity. That will give you a matchup of two private schools in 4A, Marist and Blessed Trinity. In 3A, LaGrange at Jefferson. LaGrange, you know, that's one of those premier names. You haven't heard them be all that great lately, but it looks like they're back. And I'm not saying that they've been on a bad stretch. They just haven't been playing for state championships a lot. Give me LaGrange to win the football game at Jefferson and Stevenson at Calhoun. I mentioned about, hey, Stevenson, you keep chasing this title. It keeps slipping through your fingers. You got a tough game. You got to go to Calhoun. Don't nobody go to Calhoun and win. Stevenson, you're not going to be the exception. Calhoun wins the football game, sets up a state title in 3A matchup, LaGrange versus Calhoun. In AA, Burke at Rockmart. Good run, Burke County. Nice run. Rockmart's here. Rockmart wins the game. Appling at Carver Columbus. Look, I like Appling. They've had a really good year. Carver Columbus is legit. I like Carver Columbus, plus they're at home. The season ends, I believe, for the Appling County Pirates. Carver Columbus and Rockmart would be your AA, according to me, your AA state championship game. Single A Division One, Toombs at Dublin. Toombs has been on a really good run, only one loss the entire season. Dublin hadn't dropped a game all year long. Give me Dublin to take down Toombs at home, up in Lawrence County. And on the other side, Fitzgerald at Northeast. I like Fitzgerald to keep rolling. That will set up a matchup of Fitzgerald at Dublin, or Fitzgerald versus Dublin, another big-time marquee matchup. Single A Division II, Irwin at Bowden. Bowden's a good football team. Irwin's been rolling everybody. Even the really good teams that they're playing, they're blowing them out. Give me Irwin County to beat Bowden. And Brooks County at Manchester. Brooks County, been here, done that, a lot of experience. Give me Brooks to beat Manchester, which sets up Irwin versus Brooks, another big-time marquee matchup. Over in single-A private to round things out, North Cobb Christian at Prince Avenue. Again, Prince Avenue, been here, done that, got the t-shirt, a lot of experience. Give me Prince Avenue at home. Hebron Christian at Fellowship Christian. Give me Fellowship Christian. This is going to be a tight game, I think. Fellowship Christian at home by maybe a field goal sets up Prince Avenue and Fellowship Christian for the single-A private GHSA state championship game. And we'll see how that goes. So those are my picks for this week. It's going to be a great Final Four week of football.
The Jason Bishop Show on the Bishop Media Sports Network.
The Bishop Media Sports Network presents the Southern Sports Edition Minute with Jason Bishop, the authority on Southern sports.
This Southern Sports Edition Minute is brought to you by Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, a strategic affiliate of Southeast Georgia Health System. For more information about services and physicians, visit sghs.org/summit. The GHSA playoffs have reached the Final Four, and there are only a few South Georgia teams still vying for a state title. The Coffee County Trojans are on the road at Langston Hughes. Appling County also hits the road to take on Carver Columbus. Toombs and Dublin will square off in Dublin, and the winner will play the winner of Fitzgerald in Northeast. And finally, in the GISA, congrats to Bullock Academy for winning the 4A state title. The Southern Sports Edition Minute is a product of the Bishop Media Sports Network.
Keep up with all your local sports teams at thesouthernsportsedition.com and look for your monthly copy of the Southern Sports Edition.
You love the game, but you don't love the pain. From the moment an injury sidelines you, turn to the experts at Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery. Our winning team of physicians and orthopedic surgeons will design a treatment plan just for you, so you can get back in the game quickly and safely. To play your best, you need to work with the best. Visit sghs.org/summit or call 912-466-7340 to schedule your appointment. Delight in a wonderland of holiday magic at Wild Adventures Christmas Wild and Bright. With over 2 million dazzling lights and more to explore, all aglow with holiday sparkle. Enchanting animal friends and captivating thrills add to the festive fun, while the illuminated Carol of the Animals Lake Show highlights South Georgia's biggest Christmas event. It's even bigger, brighter, and wilder than ever before. Select days November 23rd through December 31st. Celebrate Christmas Wild and Bright for only $39.99. Buy tickets at wildadventures.com.
None of us really want to deal with it, but sometimes your roof needs some attention. Don't stress. Call your neighbors at DBM Roofing and let them take all the worry away. Whether it's a simple repair or you need a full replacement, you can depend on DBM Roofing to keep your family safe. Direct financing available? Give DBM Roofing a call for a free estimate at 912-326-5337 or check them out online at dbmroofing.com.